Hello and welcome back to the Pig's Ear. It's been a long time. Actually, I've been away this summer. I went back to Europe with my family, first to the UK for 3 weeks, and then to Ireland for 3 weeks. This is one of the great things about being a school teacher: long holidays. While in the UK, a group of 20 of my Japanese junior high school students came over and participated in a study abroad program in a market town called Marlborough in the south of England. Every morning the students would study English, and in the afternoon they did various activities such as sport, adventure activities like canoeing, hiking, rock climbing, that kind of thing. We stayed with my sister's family in a town about 6 miles away from Marlborough on the other side of a deep forest. I want to tell you about something incredible that happened to me one night while I was in England. I went out to the pub with some friends, and it got late. We were in Marlborough, and I had to get home to my sister's house on the other side of the forest. I tried calling lots of different taxi companies, but none of the taxi companies were answering the telephone. The streets were empty, there were no taxis around, no cars, and so I thought, oh no, I'm going to have to walk all the way back to Burbage, which was where my sister lives. So I set off in the middle of the night and started to walk into the forest. It was really dark, except for when a truck or a car came speeding past me. And at that time I would climb into the bushes on the side of the road. It was really scary, and I knew it was going to take about 2 or 3 hours walking in the forest before I got to my sister's house. After about 20 minutes walking, a bus stopped right next to me. The doors opened. I ran over to the bus and I said, "Is this a bus?" "What does it look like?" the driver said. "Where are you going?" I told him where I was going, and he said, "Jump in." Now, this wasn't a regular bus, because it was 2 in the morning, and no buses go at that time. It was a coach which had been bringing some people on a coach tour, and the driver had been returning with the empty bus. He had seen me standing by myself in the forest in the night, and thought, "That guy needs help." He'd stopped the bus, and he took me all the way to my sister's house and dropped me in front of the front door. Wasn't I lucky?